Ikarangi Rewiti Peters joins us and has been nominated and is a finalist of the Young New Zealander of the Year Award. Ikarangi has connections to Tufaleto, Kahungunu, Ngati Tahu, Ngati Whawa, and has been a wonderful contributor to our Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuses in State Care. Rewiti spent much of his life in state care and various homes. So he's got a lot of experience there, but he's got a great ability to convey his thoughts irrespective of the platform or the area that he is speaking in. As such, he's involved in local politics too, down where he lives in Littleton, just by the port there, out of Ōtautahi, and he's kindly with us for a kōrero and reflecting on some of the mahi over the years and being nominated in this way. Thanks for joining us on the show. Ko te o tēnei hurangi, hoki maira. Great to have you on the program again.
Morena.
Kia ora. You seem to have grabbed a lot of experience in your years on the earth, Ehoa. It's pretty amazing, really, that you could go from being in state care to a finalist for the Young New Zealander of the Year. What does it mean for you?
Yeah, well, it means a lot that I'm getting acknowledged for the mahi that I have done and that I'm advocating for, which involves rangatahi and tamariki in Orangi Tamariki Care being given access to mental health and counselling support. We know that Orangi Tamariki and a number of young people in care have significant mental health problems and trauma from early years of life. So Orangi Tamariki needs to acknowledge this problem. A couple of weeks ago, we saw the Auditor General release a report which had, which was the first report of its kind into the health needs of our rangatahi and tamariki in Orangi Tamariki Care, which also included mental health needs of young people. So Orangi Tamariki has a lot of work to do, and I am not finished in my journey of advocacy, and I'm sure a lot of our advocates around the motu are not done too.
Tēnā koe, Ihurangi. Look, you're still a young man, but you're already involved in a number of boards, councils, organisations that work with our rangatahi and state care. How did you come to be in these roles, and how are you finding this sort of public life mahi that your experience has resulted in, as people appreciate that they're talking with someone with lived experience? How have you adjusted to these governance roles?
Yeah, so I guess I started sort of my journey of advocacy and coming into the public-facing roles in 2022. In 2021, I had 2020 and 2021, I had a turning point in my own mental health where I attempted to take my own life on multiple occasions, and it was my last admission into a mental health ward where a doctor asked me what my goals and ambitions were, and I said I want to change the system to make it better, not just for me but for the 6,000 tamariki and rangatahi in Orangi Tamariki Care. So I sort of started, I released two calls to action in May 2021. One was to not narrow the scope of the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State and faith-based care institutions, and the second call to action was to make sure that all young people in Orangi Tamariki Care have access to mental health and counselling supports to make sure that they're on a journey of healing and their needs are met. I guess adjusting to the public-facing sort of life has been a bit tricky, but my goal is to make sure that our young people in care are safe, their needs are met, and that they get the correct access to mental health and wellbeing supports. And I'm not going to stop until that is achieved and all young people in care are safe and their needs are met.
Tēnā koe, it's a big mahi and could go on for many years because an organisation such as Oranga Tamariki has a long history. And, well, if they're going to have a long future, they're going to have to get things right at the moment. Obviously, that's not the case. You're also a coastal panel member at the Christchurch City Council. What does that role entail?
Yeah, so the coastal panel is a group of community representatives who live around the Whakaropo Littleton Harbour. And we are there to provide our advice to council, make sure that our harbour is safe and that our harbour is looked after in the years to come.
Listen, all the best with the tohu. To have been made a finalist is an acknowledgement of your contribution to our wider thinking. Ehwa, when will you know if you are in fact the young New Zealander of the year? Even though you know you might not need that acknowledgement from others to feel proud of the mahi you've been doing. When's the actual result of this one come through, Ihulangi?
Yes, the result comes through at the awards ceremony on 27 March in Tamaki Makaurau in Auckland. But I think, I'm going to back up a second, I think I really shouldn't be in this position advocating for the lives and the basic needs of our tamariki and the rangatahi in Kia. It should be a given that all of our young people in Kia are safe. But obviously this is not the reality that we live in Aotearoa. Our young people are struggling, and Oranga Tamariki and the government need to step up their game and make sure that our young people in Kia are safe.
Tēnā koe, good talking with you. All the best. We'll stay in touch and follow this one through, but keep up the good work, the focused interventions that help others to understand some of the challenges in this area where you have lived experience, my friend. Lovely to have you share some time with us on the program again. Ihurangi, all the best until next time.
Thank you. Nā mihi.
Me kue hoki. Ihurangi Reoti Peters.